Yes, that lion boy's on the right, babe.
Has been a while.
Not that Maggie. Back in town. Look out, old Maggie.
Yeah, football's back. That was nice.
Chris McMahon.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yeah. How we doing, 202, on this Football Friday morning? You know how it works. I got you for 3 hours till the warm-up show at 5-888-808-1019. We got Fleegs on the other side. Marco's with us doing updates. We'll have picks. We'll do it all as we started football last night. And what a doozy to start the regular season. I wanted that two-point conversion. Damn that toe. A toe. One more hill to climb, baby. I had to do it. It's probably not that funny, but I had to do it. But obviously, last night, incredible game. Came down to the last play. So many different things to break down. And here's where I just want to start. With the beginning of the year, the defending champs doing what they do. And that's really what I want to talk about. Because I heard a little bit of, or I saw more than I heard. Evan, and he's talked about this. How much do you hate the Chiefs? Are the Chiefs becoming the New England Patriots? And I know, if you've listened to me, I'm sick of Tom Brady. I became sick of seeing Tom Brady in every single AFC championship game. I got tired of it. Right? Not so much, I know, Giant fans. Why do you hate Tom Brady? You beat him twice in the Super Bowl. I don't know, because it started to feel like the people believe the NFL wouldn't be the NFL without Tom Brady in the AFC championship game. And it's starting to feel like that with the Kansas City Chiefs. It's not on the same level, but God knows, you know, with Kelce and his girlfriend. As they tried to cut to every single chance they get. But I don't even care about that. And I still have not got there with this team. They still play great games. Patrick Mahomes is so fun to watch. The offense they play. But I'm just wondering now, right? Forget how much we hate them. Forget how much you're getting sick of them. Forget how much anything about us. The rest of the NFL, as last year, they were ripe for the taking. Last year, they had a miserable offensive season. They were not themselves all year. Kelce wasn't Kelce. The offense really struggled for them, at least. And it just felt like as they were going on the road in the playoffs, this was the year that someone was going to trip them up. Specifically, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson, MVP last year. Josh Allen, obviously, one of the great quarterbacks in the league. It was their year to finally, with them coming to your building, and they couldn't get it done. And now I'm wondering when the hell, or who the hell more specifically, is going to figure. Now, I know this is week one, right? And this game wouldn't have changed anything. The Chiefs could have still been, and probably still would have been, in the AFC Championship game. Still have a great year. They're going to win their division by a million games. And it would have come down to who beats them in the playoffs. But opening the season, Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens, who went into this game, and it wasn't going to be like last year, right? I mean, they've gotten three new offensive linemen. The Kansas City Chiefs are going to be better. They added Xavier Worthy, who has two touchdowns in this game, and obviously that's one of the first talking points on the first touchdown. How did the Bills allow this to happen? How did the Bills trade with the Chiefs to allow them to come up and take the fastest receiver in the sport, who looks explosive in this game? How did you allow Patrick Mahomes to get this weapon? How did you give? If it happens, it happens. If he falls to him, he falls to him. But you knew exactly what you were doing when you made the trade and gave them the pick. You knew where they were going to go. They needed wide receivers. And you allow it to happen. And I know things go the... I almost called them the Patriots there. Freudian slip. Things go the Kansas City Chiefs way, whether it's all the illegal procedures to start the game, which, You know, the league's got to get a hold on it. And let's be fair, the Ravens have to get a hold on it. This we rant and rave about how well coached this Harbaugh team is, year in and year out, how well coached they are, how well prepared they are. And yet, to start the game, they don't know where to line up. And I know it's inconsistent and it's frustrating and no one likes it. And it's, you know, they're trying to emphasize it and they're probably calling it very tight. I get it. You know what? Be better. And yes, you could point to a handful of things that go the Kansas City Chiefs' way, whether it's, you know, the defensive coordinator allowed to call a timeout when that's not allowed to happen, or the Pacheco touchdown where it seems like he was allowed to stand to the goal line and even go backwards before getting into the end zone without the whistle blown, or the amount of, it seemed like, false starts the Chiefs actually committed that wasn't called. I get it, right? Things went their way a lot of times, but Lamar Jackson and the Ravens had a chance to win this game. All of that said, whether it's abandoning the run like they did in the championship game last year, and, you know, early on that first drive, they go down the field and Henry's running the ball, and he wasn't devastatingly like explosive, but he gets into the end zone. They run in the football going down the field, and then really the rest of the game, the offense kind of just becomes Lamar Jackson running around. And he makes plays. He's great at it. And he's got, you know, Zay Flowers, who's an explosive wide receiver. Looks like, you know, great in this game. And obviously, Isaiah Likely, who, you know, as, and I know it hasn't been really talked about, but fantasy football fans who had Andrews, or you had Andrews in a touchdown prop bet or whatever, I mean, he's nowhere to be found in this game. Everything is going to Likely. Everything. But they've got weapons now with two tight ends. You've got Zay Flowers. You don't have much there else in the... You got Flowers. You don't have much else in the wide receiver game. But every opportunity to win this game, and they make mistake after mistake. The offense is just pretty much running the ball with Lamar Jackson, having him drop back, make plays, run around, no real design. It just seemed very backyard ball. And even despite that, I mean, then you play them tight at different times in the game defensively, and you allow a broken play to Xavier Worthy. You let him get behind you. All the different mistakes this team made, the penalties that cost them. You caught a break with hitting Mahomes outside the white line the first time. You do it again late in the game that costs you an opportunity to end the drive right there and give you more time offensively to go down the field. Then you get to the clock management at the end when you obviously need to spike the ball. I mean, what are you doing running up to the line? And if you're going to run up to the line, you have got to be, talk about being well coached. The offense has to have a play in mind. You know you don't have a timeout. There has to be a play. If we're down the field, if we make a big play, we run to the line and run this. We run to the line and you run it out. You run an inseam. You run this, whatever we got. Instead, he's barking plays, clock ticking and ticking and ticking, instead of just spiking the football. And then, of course, Lamar Jackson misses not just the one to Flowers, but he misses the Likely in the corner of the end zone when he got hurt on that play. He's got him for a touchdown there. He's obviously got Flowers wide open. Lamar Jackson can't miss that throw. Who is going to step up? When is someone going to step up and beat this Kansas City team? And I know, you know, we know Burrow's done it in the big spot in the championship game, and he's been hurt so much, and maybe they can do it. But who's going to step up? Because you know what? As good as the Ravens may be, and I know they lost their defensive coordinator who's out in Seattle, who's, you know, considered the Sean McVay of defense. And I know they lost three different offensive linemen. And early on in this game, Chris Jones is dominating the football game. And they're having, you know, real tough time getting pressured to the point where you saw Lamar Jackson, you know, screaming at his offensive line on the sidelines. But I no longer have any faith. And I know it's week one. But that's, you know, obviously the whole world watching, start the season trying to get revenge for the championship game, make a statement, go in there and beat this Kansas City Chiefs team, and Lamar Jackson cannot do it. And Josh Allen can't do it. So who is going to step up and beat this Kansas City Chiefs team? Who's going to be the team that does it? And I'll tell you who. As we get ready to start this season, I will tell you who. A New York Jet team led by one of the great quarterbacks to ever play the game. With a defense that's as loaded as any in this league. With a defensive backfield good enough. With a defensive line, even without the holdout of Hassan Reddick, good enough to get after him. This is the year for the Jets to be the team to step up and be that team, because I don't trust Buffalo to do it. I don't trust Miami to do it. I don't trust Buffalo, the Ravens. We've seen it now. They can't win this game. Lamar Jackson, for all of his talent, all of his ability, all his MVPs, when it comes down to it, he's got a wide-open receiver, and he missed him. And I know he does throw the touchdown pass, and it's by a toe, but you know what? Them's the breaks. And he clearly was out of bounds. He had two opportunities before that to put it in the end zone. And it was bad clock management. It was bad, procedural effort at the start of the game and all those penalties. You got sloppy defense. I don't trust this Ravens team to beat Kansas City. I don't trust the Bills team. We're going to have to see if Joe Burrow can ever stay healthy, because clearly he's done it. And maybe that's a team that can do it this year coming out of the AFC North. But I'm telling you, if there's any team that can do it, and as we look at all the pretenders that had a chance last year and they're showing us again this year they can't do it, let's see if Aaron Rodgers and this Jet team can do it. Because that's what I'm thinking, right? I've been debating whether or not, I've been saying they're going to be in the AFC Championship game. I love them on Monday night. Little preview to the pick segment coming up. But someone's got to step up and make the big plays that beat this Kansas City Chiefs team. Because right now, nobody does it. And yes, they're great. I'm not trying to take anything away from them. They're great. Patrick Mahomes is great. He makes the plays. They had an opportunity. They had an opportunity. Lamar Jackson, as poor as this offense played at times, as many mistakes as they made on both offense and defense, they had an opportunity, and they consistently shot themselves in the foot. Consistently. And you look at how they folded in the championship game last year and reverted right back to this type of team where they put the ball in Lamar Jackson's hands instead of doing what they did all year long and run the football. Yeah, the Buffalo Bills, one of the hottest teams in the NFL, got off to a miserable start, won 5-6 games in a row to win that division, had the Kansas City Chiefs ready to come into their building. They couldn't do it either. So when I look around the landscape of this AFC and I try and figure out who's going to pick off the big bad Kansas City Chiefs. Who's going to take down Mahomes? Who's going to take down Andy Reid? Who's going to stop them? When I look at the rest of the top of the league, I don't trust it. There has to be a new guy on the playground. There has to be a new kid coming up. And I know he's old. But I honestly think we forget how good Aaron Rodgers is, to quote the great Mike Francesa, as I saw him tweet out today. We forget how good he is. And this team has the weapons. It has the off as long, and I know we're worried about how they're coached. I get it. They have a coach on the field in Aaron Rodgers, and he hasn't won the big game, right? He hasn't won enough. He's won one Super Bowl with all the ability he's had, all the teams he's had, he lost to the Giants when they were 15-1 coming off a Super Bowl. You know, he's lost big games left and right. Can't beat Tom Brady. Can't beat the Lions at home. His last game as a Packer. This team has the ability. This is as good a team as Aaron Rodgers has ever played with. I fully believe that. This is as good a defense as Aaron Rodgers has ever had. This is as good a running back wide receiver tandem. This is the team to do it. Someone's got to do it. And I don't trust Lamar Jackson. Even watching this game, I don't trust him. I don't trust this Ravens team. I don't trust the Buffalo Bills. We'll see if Burrow can stay healthy. That's a legitimate team. Obviously beat them in the championship game, and he's a proven winner, but we'll see. I think top to bottom, soup to nuts, I think the Jets are a more talented team than Cincinnati. So as we're watching to start the year and we're trying to figure out who's going to beat the Kansas City Chiefs, why not start the year with some optimism about the New York Jets, Aaron Rodgers, this defense? Because you know what? If they go out on Monday and they beat a San Francisco 49ers team that's as talented as any, that has had some turmoil in this offseason, that had to pay a couple of guys, including the best left tackle in football, who just got to camp this week. If they can go out there on the road Monday night, Aaron Rodgers can stay healthy and they can beat the 49ers, that's a statement. And as every other statement been made in the AFC is, we can't beat them. We could be better than them, can't beat them. We could have them in our building, we can't beat them. We could have them on the ropes with an ability to win the game with a wide open wide receiver. We won't get it done. Who will? Who will? Because as much as I'm not quite tired of them the way I am in the Patriots, and as much as they get the breaks, like I said, there was a handful of things in this game. Handful of things. Defensive coordinator allowed to call timeout. Isaiah Pacheco allowed to just hang out at the goal line for 45 seconds without the whistle being blown. There are things that went their way, no doubt. They're the champs. But I'm sick and tired of watching these other great players and these other great teams vomit all over themselves instead of making the plays they need to make to win the game. And as we start the year, like a lot of the question mark is you look at how loaded this team is, and they've added Xavier Worthy, who looks like an extremely explosive player, and we talked about the Buffalo Bills and how you allowed that to happen. But as we start this year, the national question might be, especially in the lousy division they play, I mean, they're almost a lock for the one seed. You know, that they just went away into making that even more of a reality by winning game one against Baltimore. But barring major injury, and no one's rooting for that, don't get me wrong, barring major injury to Patrick Mahomes, this Kansas City Chiefs team is going to be the 1-2 seed. They're going to be the best team in the AFC. They're two-time defending champs. Who's going to stop the three-peat? And I consistently see the other quote-unquote contenders in the AFC fall short time and time and time again. It's time for some new blood. And the old man from Green Bay is just the guy to do it in a nice new green uniform. 888-808-1019, 888-808-1019. So that's how we'll tie in our local football games. We'll get to the picks. We'll get to breaking down the Giants as well. I have a lot of thoughts on Coach Dable in this game. I have a lot of thoughts on the quarterback playing the one team that he made his bones and made his $40 million contract against. Going against Sam Darnold, who we all know very well here in New York. So that's a fascinating game. We got the Jets taking on one of the best teams in football. A Super Bowl hangover, we hope, on Monday night. Plus everything else. And we will get to, if you'd like to, the Yankees and the Mets. Everyone lost around the Mets. The Mets are now officially tied in the wild card playoff pennant race. Baseball is upon us. The Yankees get ready to start a series later today in Chicago in desperate need of a wake-up call, and yet a certain someone is down in AAA hitting home runs on a nightly basis.